Capacitors, by contrast, whether basic or super, consist of a pair of electrically conductive plates placed either side of a separator material. When a voltage is applied to these plates, a positive charge builds up on the surface of one and a corresponding negative charge on the other. Connect the plates through an external circuit and, as with a battery, a current will then flow. Making the leap from a basic capacitor to the super variety involves two things. One is to coat the plates with a porous material such as activated carbon to increase the surface area available for energy storage. The other is to soak them in an electrolyte. This creates yet more storage area in the form of the electrolyte's boundary with the plates. But adding an electrolyte to the mix also brings the possibility of adding a bit of battery-like electrochemistry at the same time. And Skeleton Technologies, an Estonian supercapacitor firm, plans to do just that. Skeleton has already developed plates composed of what it calls curved graphene for a new range of straightforward supercapacitors. Ordinary graphene is a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a hexagonal grid. It is highly conductive. Skeleton's curved variety consists of crumpled sheets of the stuff. The consequent increase in surface area will, the firm hopes, push the energy density of its new products to 10 to 15 watt-hours per kilogram, a good fraction of the theoretical maximum for a supercapacitor of 20 to 30 watt-hours per kilogram. That, though, is just the start of Skeleton's plan. The firm's engineers are now working with the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany to use curved graphene in what it calls its super battery. Though this remains basically a supercapacitor storing most of its charge electrostatically, the electrolyte will, says Sebastian Pullman, Skeleton's head of innovation, also provide some chemical energy storage. The company is keeping mum about the electrolyte it uses and the chemistry involved. It is not comparable to the classic lithium-ion chemistry, is all that Dr. Pullman will say. But the overall consequence, he claims, will be something that is rechargeable within 15 seconds and has the ability to store 60 watt-hours per kilogram. Skeleton aims to start producing this commercially by 2023. Other groups, too, are working on ways to add chemical energy storage to a supercapacitor. Researchers at Graz University of Technology in Austria, for example, have developed a version that has its electrical contacts coated with carbon, which is pierced by tiny pores. One contact operates like a capacitor plate, the other like a battery electrode. Unlike Skeleton, the Graz group are open about their approach to electrolyte chemistry. They're using aqueous sodium iodide, that is, a solution of sodium ions and iodine ions. At the electrode, the iodide turns into elemental iodine, which crystallizes within the pores during discharge. This process then reverses itself when the device is charging. The pores in the plate serve to accommodate sodium ions similarly.